Hathaway robbed 5 banks 2 times and 2 banks 3 times. The single biggest haul was $6,396 from a Whidbey Island bank in Bothell. And the worst, $700, was from the Banner Bank, where the spree started, on the third time he robbed it. Bank robbery was good, consistent work, but also kind of a grind. There was never enough money, Hathaway says. Every time I got money, we're spending it, mostly on drugs, but also on rent and occasional trips to a nearby casino, as a treat for his ailing mom. Every time Hathaway hit a bank, he hoped he'd hit a jackpot and walk out with $20,000, but it never happened. Hathaway robbed a bank once a week, more or less, for most of 2013, excluding a 67-day hiatus in May and June that caused detectives to think their elusive thief had been arrested for something else and was in jail. Not the case at all. He and his mom had ridden a string of good luck at a tribal casino north of Seattle and hit 3 jackpots and more than $6,000 in a single night. It was enough that I didn't have to rob any banks for a couple months, he says. When Hathaway resumed in July, looking for targets began to feel like a full-time job. I would spend days casing out a place, driving by, making sure they don't have a security guard, and setting up my escape route until I got comfortable with the whole plan. I'd usually do it towards the end of the day when traffic was heavier. Heavier traffic meant a slower police response and more cars to vanish among. My main goal, though, was to make sure there were never customers. I'd sit there all day if that's what it took to make sure there's no other people in there. If the situation called for it, he might jump on the counter and attempt to be menacing, like a bank robber from a movie. More commonly, all that was necessary was a quiet conversation with a single teller. They always complied. As the months dragged on, the robberies got easier. The shorter days meant he could hit the banks after dark, and the Pacific Northwest never-ending rain allowed him to carry an umbrella, which was a great way to avoid being caught on camera as he approached. On the flip side, it got harder and harder to find banks that fit his criteria. More were using guards. There was a serial bank robber on the loose, after all. He had to drive farther and scout longer to pick targets, and he tried not to improvise, but shit happens. Hathaway robbed a Home Street bank in Marysville in November because it happened to be very near the Wells Fargo he'd been casing, but couldn't hit because of technical difficulties, as in an armored car that lingered too long at the ATM. So I just walked right past them and robbed the other bank, Hathaway says.